Let's talk about taking the time to wait to get the results that you want. Let's talk about taking the time to wait to get the results that you want. To wait to get the results. Fucking crazy concept. What kind of world do we live in that we think that just because you want something tomorrow, that it's going to happen tomorrow? Or that out of all these people who have come and tried to get the thing tomorrow, maybe less than 0.0001% actually got it tomorrow. Right? Now, what did I not say? I didn't say that you can't get whatever it is that you want, but you can't have it tomorrow. And you might not have it the next day or the next day. So let's just think about this in terms of money and financing and growth. And, you know, I am in real estate sales. This is how I built my financial thermostat and how I built my financial trajectory to change. Right? So let's just think about it. Let's just consider things that aren't going to happen tomorrow. When I first got into real estate, at least this is the way that it has worked for me. So if it's working for you fast, that's probably, you're done. Like, you know, that's it. Join the podcast. But if it's going for you slow and you suck, like I used to suck really, really horribly. I still think I suck. But let me just tell you what I did and how I got to owning multiple properties that produce over $20,000 a month in revenue, having a business that has been making over $50,000 in revenue for the last 4 years, right? And that's through COVID. Having other situations where I've been able to make 80 grand, 200 grand, 90 grand, 20 grand, like as side deals, okay? Before this time, I literally have pictures of pennies. Like I had a little black, well, it wasn't black, it was like a brown fold-out table, right? And, you know, like the little ones that you either put little notebooks on or, you know, they're portable so you give kids cereal on them. Like the little brown table, it folds out. Now, I have a picture of a bunch of pennies and coins on this little brown table. When I first started learning about money management and just money mindset, okay, I just realized that, like, hey, well, I didn't realize it at the time, but what the pennies on the table were was me taking money from my kid's little piggy bank to go and pay for my gas, okay? On this old 1999 Cadillac that was a gas guzzler and an oil guzzler and a tire popper. Because when you're broke, everything is broke, right? Like, you're not coming from a glass half full. You're coming from scarcity, neglect, abuse, mental fatigue, and now you just think you're gonna get everything you want tomorrow. No, fuck that. That would make me upset. It took me 8 to 15 years to truly change my life. 7 years to see any sort of results. True results. Meaning, true results in this case would be like going from needing money to pay for gas, popping tires, right? To doing enough sales to do what the numbers I told you earlier, right? How do we grow? And the thing about me is that's a little bit different than most people is, hey, we all know some of us, you know what I mean? You might have had a couple lucky parents. My mom passed when I was 9, and my dad just passed, right? So some of us were lucky to have great advice. Some of us were never got into trouble and had good parents, which nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with living a good life. Like, my son lives a good life, and probably that's how we're going to build it from now on. But me, I was the type of person that, man, I'm in fucking trouble all the time. Shit is going wrong everywhere all the time. I'm getting into trouble that I probably could have stayed away from all the time. Mindset shitty all the time. This has nothing to do with being a good or bad person. This has to do with your mentality towards making more money, towards becoming more successful, towards living a better dream. You're holding yourself back. So how do you stop holding yourself back? The way you stop holding yourself back is you literally start telling yourself that you are willing to learn, to grow, to be around different weird experiences in order for you to change. That you are willing to do whatever it would take for you to change. Even if it took waiting 7 years, even if it took still doing the right things for the next 7 years, even if it took loss of relationships, loss of friends. And, you know, when you change, things in your life change. I fucking hate to tell you this, but let me just tell you. Look at it, almost any group of friends, okay? And look at their friends. Their friends literally look and act like them. You know what that's called? That's called different circles. And if you want to get to the way that one circle operates, let's call it the richer circle, and you want to be hanging out with the little circle, like we'll call it the lower mindset circle, and do you think that those two circles ever mix for a prolonged period of time? No, they probably fucking don't. So the way that you would change yourself and change your mindset and change the way you think and change the way you act is to have this constant circle changing. Of course, you can have friends. But as Jim Rohn once said, some people you could spend a minute with and know what it is, what you have to think and how and what to avoid. Some that cause them to live this way. Some people you could spend 5 minutes with. Some people you could spend a day with. Some people you could spend a month with. Some people you should spend a lifetime learning from. But what you're doing is you're basically hanging out with 1 minute people, little circle people, but you want to be in the big circle with the big important people who make a little bit of more money, right? Now, the reason to do it is because A, you can become more and you could do more, much more than you've ever imagined. And B, you can help more people. By you becoming better, it will cause other people to become better as well. And then it'll also cause them to say, hey, I could probably fucking do this. Which is what I need you to say, is I can probably fucking do this. And then you have to go after it. I mean, come on. It's like the story of perseverance is I struggled. And now I don't fucking struggle. And what a beautiful place that you could get to. Now, for the superheroes that it takes a year, that's fucking unbelievable. It's never been like that for me. But for everyone else, the way you move forward faster, right, is just stay on the path. Because everything you want happens in time. It's like a ladder effect, you know? I want to make $500 million a year, okay? I wanted to make $100,000 a year. How could I make $100,000 a year when everybody in my circle thought $26,000 was a lot of money? It's almost like I never met a person that did $100,000 a year. So how could I get there? And then I met so many people. There are so many people that do this all the time. And it increases your beliefs. But how do you think I got around all these people, right? It's just like when we got to millions, we were around people that were making and doing million-dollar things. And I saw it, and I was like, holy crap. You can make $1 million? And that's how you have to start thinking. That's a 15-year journey. Like, how could a person explain that in a short form? Right? There's so many things that are going on in your life and are going to continue to go on in your life. Things you want will happen in time. And by things you want, I mean your goals, your dreams, your aspirations. They will happen. But you truly have to get content with the fact that you cannot stop. Here's one way to guarantee it'll never happen. Do it for 6 months. Do it for a year. And then say, this was too hard. And I promise you, your results are going to be wasted. You may have learned a thing or two, but overall, like, your results are wasted. So what you can do is just understand, if you stay with something long enough, you will literally get the benefit of what it is that you need to get, right? And that could be growing financially, spiritually, emotionally. But you have to be willing to go down that path, okay? Good luck.